story of the game, the second quarter. They scored 16 in a row there, and you guys go on a 7.5-minute drought. And really, that was pretty much the story of the night, as well as some interesting fouls and some foul trouble.
I mean, if they're going to call it tight, we're going to have to adjust a lot quicker. And we didn't do a good job as far as that went. And, you know, this is a tough environment to play in, and we got to know that coming in. And so if we can't adjust that quick, then, yeah, we are going to be in foul trouble.
You guys were down by as many as 17 the first half. Got it to within five without one of your starters in the second half at 33-28, but just had some, you know, just couldn't quite get over the hump there at five. For a while, you couldn't get it under 10 points, and then you finally did. But, I mean, with how rough a second quarter it was for you guys, you had to be proud of the effort to fight back into the game and make it a two-score game.
Right. I mean, this isn't anywhere that we hadn't been before. Yeah. We've been down bigger than that before. And so, you know, I just said, we're just going to have to fight for it. And I was super proud of what they did. I mean, we had multiple people in foul trouble. And so we had some strange combinations out there at times. And I was proud of people adjusting to that, especially in the second half.
And I know this is you never like to lose any games, but this is one I think you guys can learn a lot from with Goodland and a team, you know, that I think you're going to look forward to playing here in another month here. But they did a lot of Goodland was pretty strong and underneath the glass, and I think it might have surprised you guys a little bit.
I quoted my mom, and I said, my mom used to always say, if you didn't like something, it really stick in their craw a little bit. And so I said, you know what, this should stick in your craw. We should have won that game, and I guess we can't make a lot of excuses as far as calls go or situations go, but you just have to remember it. And because right now, this is just practice to see what the teams are going to give us, and now I think we've got a better feel for them, and I know we'll be successful next time we play them.
Oh, absolutely. And you didn't know if you're going to have Emily Weathers tonight. She came in and played some pretty good minutes for you with 8 points tonight.
She did. I'm very proud of her. There were a couple of times I thought, I don't know if she can play, but she's a fighter too. She loves basketball. She wants to be in there. And she did a great time. I mean, a couple of times she had to play guard for me. I mean, that's how strange of a combination we had a couple of times. But, you know, she's a ball player, and she just wanted to play.
Well, you guys have one more game left here in the month of January. You go to Cimarron on Tuesday night, the last day of January. And kind of like this game in a way, you're going to have a target on your back when you go to Cimarron, especially from last year's sub-state first-round game.
Oh, sure. I mean, I fully expect that. I mean, they were upset, and they're probably still upset about it right now. I mean, we play them this summer, and they came at us full force. And, you know, I fully expect that, and I think we'll be ready.
All right. Should be interesting battle Tuesday night. I know it's a tough loss, but I think it's one you guys can get later on in the year here. And it's Sarah McCormick joining us here at wrapping up the girls' game. Coach, we appreciate you stopping by here, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.